highlights from last night's debate. Actually, it was recorded over the weekend, and we'll let you hear the best of the best, and even some of the worst of the worst. We'll have that for you coming up, beginning bottom of the hour, the gubernatorial debate. Who won the debate? You had a chance to watch it.
It's hard to say. I mean, there were certain positions that both candidates agreed on. I thought the line of questioning was relatively fair. I thought that, John Ralston, again, tried to position Trump as being on the ballot and as an extremist. I wish, honestly, that there was a little bit more meat on the bone when it came to positioning Lombardo a little bit better as far as, outlining exactly what Steve Sisolak has done. And by doing that, you use Sisolak's actions and words against him. He has a history, especially within the last 2 years, of decimating this economy through COVID shutdowns, which was mentioned towards the end. And I have to, give some kudos to John Ralston for really pressuring Sisolak on the decisions he made. But, he kept referring to doctors when he was, going forward. Well, no one mentioned that the fact that the lead doctor in the state isn't even licensed in the United States to make medical decisions or diagnoses. And so there were a lot of opportunities, I thought, for Lombardo to shine. Some of those opportunities that he missed. If I had to pick a winner, honestly, it would be difficult for me to pick a winner, even though the debate was an hour long. I think that some of the platform opportunities to extrapolate on were missed. I thought some of the answers were a little bit misfired. The voters, this is going to be the only debate. There's not another debate scheduled. Right now, what is propelling the voters to the polls and to mail in their ballots is the economy. And as long as the Democrats are getting blame from even Democrats on the economy, this is why the New York Times piece is crucial, and I encourage people to read it at thenevadaglobe.com. The Democrats are on a rescue mission to rescue themselves from themselves.
Let me ask you about the undecideds. In recent polling, the Emerson polling that I've seen, there's been around 11 or 12% undecided. Do we know how the undecideds are starting to break? Are they breaking for the Republicans or the Democrats?
Well, it's hard to say what the undecideds are going to do. I certainly don't have a crystal ball, but if the economy is on the mind of the undecideds, then the Republicans have the opportunity to sweep Nevada. And basically wipe out 10 years of gains that the Democrats have made in the state. As James Carville once said, it's the economy, stupid, and it's still the economy, stupid, especially when Nevadans are paying $850 extra a month in inflationary tax costs. We're paying over $5 a gallon in gas. Rental prices are spiking. Housing affordability is an issue, which Steve Sisolak claimed was just a young person's problem. There were so many opportunities for Lombardo to use Sisolak's words against him. Missed opportunities, fine, but the undecideds are also voting with their pocketbooks, and their pocketbooks are being stretched thin due to the Democrat spending sprees and policies, related to their attack, quite frankly, on the energy industry. They keep touting electric cars. Well, no one can afford a $66,000 Tesla or EV right now. That's not an answer. And also, where do you think that the power comes from to power these electric cars? It certainly doesn't come from some dust somewhere. No, it comes from coal. So, common sense economics and just historical, historical outcomes and predictions can be made based on the economy.
Let me ask you just about some breaking news over the last 24 hours. Herschel Walker in trouble down in Georgia. Reports that he paid $700 for an abortion for a young lady. We have family members of Herschel Walker coming out against him. And these are conservative family members coming out against Herschel Walker. He was advised by family not to run, but he decided to run anyway. He is in the lead right now in Georgia. Can he hold on to that lead?
Well, I'm not sure what his lead is. The polls, I believe, are just as tight as they are here in Nevada, and what an October surprise for Herschel. I can't really speak on the race simply because I haven't been paying attention to the race because I'm focused on Nevada. This is what is important to Nevadans. This is our own backyard. It's not just the top of the ticket, it's down the ticket. What's going on in Georgia has very little impact in Nevada, with the exception that due to Herschel Walker's troubles now with this October surprise and his family members coming out after him, Nevada just became the most important race to take control of the Senate.
Yeah, yeah. Adam Laxalt has talked a lot about wanting to be the 51st state, and he may get that opportunity late on the night of November 8th. Megan, always good to visit with you. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, what you're writing about at thenevadaglobe.com, where can they go and how can they find you?
Well, they can go right there, thenevadaglobe.com. Bookmark it, check it every day. You can also go to our Facebook page, The Nevada Globe, as well as our Twitter feed at The Nevada Globe, and follow us there.
Megan, always good. Thanks so much. You have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Very good. Thank you.
Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. Stick around. Lots to do as we continue. We're going to begin playing highlights from last night's debate. Actually, it was taped on Sunday, I believe, over the weekend. And this was a fascinating exercise. And by the way, John Ralston did not do a bad job. I thought he did a rather good job of trying to play it right down the middle, even though we know that he bleeds blue. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a few crashes on area roadways right now. The Beltway 215 westbound at Gillespie there on the right shoulder. Northbound Martin Luther King, that's at Lake Mead. And a fender bender on the east side, eastbound Craig, that's at Lamb Boulevard. Do expect delays on that transition as you merge from 215 westbound to Interstate 15 northbound. Only one lane is available through there until the middle of November. So get used to that. Give yourself some extra time to squeeze through. Also, there's some congestion there through the resort area of Interstate 15, mainly southbound between Sahara and Tropicana Avenue.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Toss sweep for Wilson, cut back, run, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! San Francisco!
Monday Night Football, the call on the Niners radio network in a 24-9 win over the defending Super Bowl champion Rams. The Niners with their seventh straight regular season win over their in-state rivals. It's crowded in the NFC West, all four teams with 2-2 records. The Philadelphia Phillies clinched the final National League wild card with a 3-0 win over Houston on Monday night. Elsewhere, Albert Pujols hit home run number 703, passing Babe Ruth for second in RBI, while the Cardinals fell 3-2 at Pittsburgh. The Yankees beat the Rangers 3-1, but Aaron Judge sitting at 61 home runs, just three games remaining on the schedule. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans,
and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
Hey, have you heard the latest Steve Sisolak scandal?
You mean the cover-up and federal investigation about that COVID testing scandal?
That one's all over the news, but no, there's another one. He's hooked up with our county commissioner, Justin Jones, on this one. Sisolak traded his vote for a political favor, and the deal was orchestrated by Justin Jones. Now the whole scam is in court.
Sounds like two dirty politicians, if you ask me.
Yep. And Jones was caught trying to destroy the evidence about the Sisolak scandal.
Of course he was.
This is the same guy who had a judge say he tried to deceive the court and said Jones had serious violations of candor.
Sisolak and Jones, what a pair.
Justin Jones is up for re-election this November. Can't imagine why anyone would vote for this guy.
Won't be getting my vote.
Mine either. Paid for by Stronger Nevada PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I had a great night last night at the Bootlegger down on Las Vegas Boulevard. Seagal Chatta had a really wonderful fundraiser. Wayne Allyn Root was speaking, and it was just a lot of fun. And Seagal Chatta, I think, is going to win. She's going to become our next Attorney General, and I'm so pleased by that because she is first rate and she is a fighter. I want you to hear one of many highlights that we pulled from the debate that was held last night. It actually was held over the weekend and aired last night on News 3. Our thanks to the folks at News 3. This was Joe Lombardo and Steve Sisolak with John Ralston. Ralston, by the way, did not do a bad job. I thought he did a credible job. And it's a difficult one, playing it right down the middle. One issue, though, that they both agreed upon, and I wanted to get that out here because there's going to be a lot of stuff where they disagree. But the one issue that they seem to be able to agree upon, and this was Steve Sisolak, Joe Lombardo, last night on News 3.
So let me start with you, Sheriff. Do teachers in Nevada deserve a raise?
Yes.
How much?
Well, I mean, you got on the police department, we base it off the CPI, 2 to 3% on an annual basis, and I think it should be commensurate to, in similar fashion with that. Yeah, the governor provided a raise 3 years ago, and inflation has, you know, eliminated that raise. And I think it's important that they have a livable wage so they can even purchase a house to live in here in the state. You know, affordable housing, I'm sure you're going to ask about it, is a key issue. And that is a direct reflection upon our first responders and our teachers and our seniors and everything else goes along with it.
So are you saying that you think they only should get, if you became governor, you'd give them a 2 or 3% raise? Or
depends on what the CPI and what the negotiations bring forward and what's an affordable wage and an answer to that question. That's all part of the negotiations.
How would you pay for it?
Well, we'll figure it out with the existing budget. I believe, you know, right now there's $800 million surplus in the general fund. In the stabilization fund on the education, there's $400 million. There's ways within the existing budget streams to pay for it.
Governor, same question. Do teachers deserve a raise?
Absolutely. We gave them a raise in my first term. We definitely want to give them a significant raise in the second term. John, I have traveled this state and spoken to hundreds, if not thousands, of teachers. There's not one teacher in the classroom today that couldn't make more money doing something else. They teach because they love the discipline of teaching. They love the students. They love the interaction with teaching. But it shouldn't be that they can't afford things. I met a young couple up in Reno at a coffee shop, and said, Governor, we love teaching. This is the best job in the world, but on two teacher salaries, we will never be able to afford to buy a home. Because as soon as we save enough money, the prices go up.
How much should they get, Governor? If you're governor again in 2023, what's the raise you'll propose for them?
Well, we need to do two things. One, we need to start the increase the starting wage, which will affect more teachers coming into the discipline, into the teaching profession. But also teachers that have been there for 5, 10, 15 years deserve a raise. So I would think that the raise needs to be more than the 2 or 3% to catch up with inflation a little bit. Now, I can't commit to an exact number, but I would say it would be north of 3%.
Can it be done within the existing budget, as the sheriff said?
Not if you cut the $300 million out of the budget. He wants to cut out of the budget. You can't do it if you cut $300 million out. We can. We'll, depending on the economic forum, what their forecast is going to be in terms of resources, we should have some money to do it. And it's important to me. It's one of my top priorities to get teachers more money.
Here's the problem with that answer from Steve Sisolak. They're right now holding on to $1 billion that came in from the federal government. And Governor Sisolak is having forums, talking with stakeholders to figure out how to divvy up this money. Why couldn't you divvy up this money and give it to teachers? And the $300 million, by the way, is the money that the public schools would lose, supposedly, according to the governor, due to school choice. If we, for instance, funded the ESAs or something like that. Anyway, stay where you are. More highlights from the debate over the weekend. Steve Sisolak and Sheriff Joe Lombardo. All that and more coming up. By the way, Bill O'Reilly coming up at the top of the hour, so stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Seems to be in a state of confusion. Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Las Vegas, you deserve more. And with United Healthcare, you'll get more. Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. So call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, with United Healthcare, it's easier than ever to get more for your Medicare dollar. With great benefits like $0 copays on covered prescriptions, $0 copays on primary care, $3,000 toward covered dental services, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Las Vegas. So speak to a licensed sales agent today. They'll help you find a plan with more benefits, a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Just call 1-888-CALL-UHC. That's 1-888-CALL-UHC. That number again, 1-888-CALL-UHC. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
Guten Tag. This is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine Key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and the horses. Remember, I only trust Meine Key with Meine Key, your one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine Key, doing car care right.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget Bill O'Reilly coming up. We'll be a no-spin zone beginning in just about 20 minutes from right now. I promised I'd let you hear more of the debate last night, the gubernatorial debate between Steve Sisolak and Sheriff Joe Lombardo. Let's go to cut two. This is Steve Sisolak with John Ralston, who, to his credit, pressed the governor on his opposition to school choice in Nevada. Here it is.
Many parents in this state are at their wits' end. Governor, they see how we're ranked in funding still after all these years. They see how these school boards squabble almost every meeting. They see how the public school system is in too many cases failing their own children. Why won't you even consider giving these parents school choice?
We cannot afford to have school choice right now. We just simply cannot afford it. It's one of those things when you're getting into the private school district, they don't take everybody. You know, these charter schools, these private schools, they don't have to take learning disabilities. They don't have to take ELL students. They don't have to take the students that are more expensive to teach. We have increased our funding for education by almost $1,000 since I've been governor. We have a long way to go in terms of how to get there and how to get to the total. But I will stand behind the teachers in the state of Nevada. Nobody, you might say that we're ranked low, nobody has better teachers than we do in the state of Nevada.
That may be true, but there's also teachers at private schools who are really great, teachers at religious schools, teachers. Why shouldn't I, as a parent, have a choice to send my kid there?
You do have a choice to send your kid there.
But with no public money.
Not having public money used to send your kids there. Exactly right.
You think public money should be used for this when he's talking about the $300 million.
Yeah,
now
absolutely.
We know what he's talking about. It would take money, there's an argument, from public schools.
Right. I mean, the Supreme Court opined on it, and they decided that it was an unfunded mandate that you would bring forward, and you have to find that within the existing budget streams. It's the core responsibility of the government, education. And teachers and parents should have choices. And we should not be regulated because of the zip code you live in. And if there's a better option for you, we should make that available.
But aren't you worried about the impact on the public education system? Not only would it take money from the public education system, it's essentially a statement, some would say, by the governor, that you don't have faith in the public school system. You're going to take all this money, hundreds of millions of dollars maybe, and put it into private schools.
No, that's absolutely false. This isn't a beta program, John. This isn't something that just came out as a possible solution to move forward. It's been tested and it's been tried in other jurisdictions. And why not bring a different paradigm forward? I mean, this existing system we're in now, we're 49th. 4 years later, under the governor's tutelage, we're 49th. And so you have to look at different ways of doing business.
Touche is the best way I can describe that moment over the weekend. John Ralston and Steve Sisolak and Sheriff Joe Lombardo. I thought on the school choice thing, it really exposed Steve Sisolak. And in fact, the ESA programs actually returned money to the schools. And when the student goes to a private school or whatever, whether it's homeschooling, whatever it is, the money that gets taken out of it, they leave some behind. And you don't have to spend it on educating that child because that child's already taken care of. That to me, I thought, was a telling moment in the debate last night and kind of a touche moment for Sheriff Joe. I thought his answer was great. I thought at least he was honest about it. Sisolak was at least honest about his view on school choice. He doesn't like it. He wants it, but he wants it funded. And he says losing $300 million, which I don't think is true, to be honest with you. But we can talk about that another time. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
You know the old saying, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. Studies show that using a wholesale mortgage lender can save you an average of $10,000 on your new mortgage loan. GFL Capital Mortgage is the home of the Loan Assurance Double Check. Check with us before closing with them. Regardless of where you're at in the loan process, call GFL Capital Mortgage now at 5292-444 to find out how much you could be saving on your next home loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage at 5292-444. Data provided by HMDA Public Data 2018 to 2021. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, NV License NV4265, NMLS 64367.
Steve Sisolak's tenure as governor is riddled with corruption. Sisolak allowed a COVID testing company tied to one of his campaign donors to skip the waiting line for a license, and the Sisolak administration strongly supported local officials hiring his out-of-state friends. Tragically, the test had a 96% failure rate. Healthcare experts were ignored by public officials, and the results were, quote, absolute mayhem and catastrophic. When lives were on the line, Sisolak was silent. In fact, when a formal complaint was filed, it went unanswered for days. Finally, when it was answered, the state told the company they could continue providing fraudulent tests. It took a news investigation to expose this as one of the biggest scandals in Nevada history. Now, Sisolak is facing a federal investigation. Unthinkable corruption. Nevada can do better than Steve Sisolak. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Big wheels, come on, turning.
Carry me home so I can. I promised I'd let you hear more of the debate between Joe Lombardo and Steve Sisolak. This deals with a controversial program initiated by the state of Nevada the read by three. This is cut number three. Joe Lombardo, John Ralston, and Steve Sisolak. Here it is.
Let me show you something from the Joe Lombardo education program. We can put that up on the screen, too. Restoring funding for read by grade three, a crucial program.